Associates.
Day to day, where do you want to be?
Hey, it's Bruce here again with Coach Ben Barr, head coach of University of Maine hockey team, who season has come to an end but was way better than expected, and I'm thinking you've got to be pretty positive about the future.
We took strides. It still takes, when your season's over, it takes a couple weeks to kind of maybe appreciate and put things in perspective, because it, you know, when it ends, especially when it ends in a game where, you know, you felt like you could keep going, and it's frustrating. So it takes some time, and it didn't accomplish the ultimate goal, but, you know, ultimately we probably, you know, did some things that, you know, move the program along a little bit, which is good.
Yeah, and what I was impressed with, even in Springfield with the loss, was that you had some guys that just were relentless. They just wouldn't quit. Hull and Harrison Scott, and I thought Holt, some other guys, they didn't want to lose. Cornell was able to focus on your big guys. You know, they tried to take the Nadeau brothers away. But it was a game, as you said, that you could have won. I know that hurts, because that's the ones you could have won. But what I thought was impressive was that right to the last whistle, the guys were playing.
Yeah, they did that all year. You know, like, we have a high character, you know, group of guys in there. And, you know, so as coaches, you were never, when we went through our struggles, it was never a, it wasn't because we were not working hard. And, you know, that's as a, you know, as a culture and a program, it's nice when, you know, like, you have that foundation of hard work there. Now the next piece is, you know, the execution and trying to get a little bit more, you know, a little bit more outside of just the hard work. And, you know, like, that's, you know, I don't know, I don't have the right words for it, but, you know, convincing, you know, certain individuals that, hey, like, you know, the next piece is you got to put that puck in the net, and, you know, you got to capitalize rather than just get to that spot. And you know, and that's, we just didn't have that the last two games. We had plenty of chances, you know, the last two games we lost, and but we didn't execute. And you got to execute with your chances, especially this time of year when the margin is so thin, when you're playing a good team every night.
Yeah, one of the things we now know that Donovan Hull has signed an ATO with the Sharks organization. He'll be going out to San Jose. I don't know if you know yet who else is coming back or who you've got coming in, but I would imagine that the recruiting trail has opened up a little bit with Maine's success.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good players want to come to a place where they feel like they can win and they're going to get better. And, you know, it's, recruiting is always as cutthroat and tough as it is. You know, it just gets more and more so, especially now with the portal and NIL money. And, you know, so you just, you know, you never take, oh, well, we did better this year, so recruiting is going to get easier. I wouldn't say that. But I think we're an option for more players than we were a year or two ago, which is good. And, you know, our job is to win and move players on. And, we're extremely excited for Donovan. His development the last couple of years has been fantastic. He's a fantastic kid. Excited for him. We're having meetings this week about guys coming and going, and, you know, we'll see. And this time of year, you're always just kind of sitting back and waiting to see what comes for some guys. But those are good problems to have when players are deciding whether to go pro or come back. And, you know, I've learned over the years at other places that the world always goes on, and, you know, like, our job is to keep marching forward, and you know, no one's going to feel bad for us if we lose this player or that player. We got to, you know, keep making the ones we have better, and our recruiting has to keep getting better.
The we got down here at the Final Four. The team expected to win by the pundits is a team that you went 1-0-1 against, Boston College. BU's in it. It seemed to me, and I could be wrong about this, but the Hockey East was the deepest league this year by far. UMass is a good team. New Hampshire's a good team. I think also it must help when the league is good to attract players. That they say, well, you know, Hockey East, that's a pretty good league. They're on TV. They do these kinds of things. Does that in any way expand the area? I mean, I know you want to recruit everywhere they're good players, but does that expand the recruiting geography, I guess?
I geography is almost a non, like, with, like, the technology the way it is today, like, good players want to go to good programs in good leagues. So, you know, being in Hockey East is a bonus. It's always been a bonus. It's, you know, this year was obviously a really good year, but, you know, it's been, I don't think, you know, for the last 20, 30 years, anyone's ever been, well, Hockey East isn't a good league. Yeah. So that's always a positive. You know, I think with the things that we're doing here, with some, we have some stability, you know, with our staff now. We have this renovation coming with the rink. Like, those things on top of, obviously, our team getting better are really, really important. And we're still, you know, I don't think by any means have we arrived and we're the destination, maybe, you know, that Maine was in the 90s or whatever. But we're getting closer. We're closing that gap. And, you know, and then maybe we can make up that gap by hopefully, you know, developing our players as well or better than anybody, and that's the most important thing, because our players are going to talk to their buddies that are playing other places and playing junior hockey. That's the best recruiting you're going to get.
The excitement in the stands about not just the renovations, but the program is pretty substantial this year. I mean, I sit up there, I know that. What I was really impressed by were the number of people in Springfield who were people that were here. They come to games in Orono. It wasn't just the Massachusetts alumni, the Southern Maine alumni. There were a lot of people. There were guys sitting with me who sit with me regularly. And the one thing they were all saying when the game was over was, I can't wait for next year. That hasn't been the vibe until the last couple of years. That has to come with the coaching staff. And I'm not asking you to, because you're a pretty modest guy. You're not going to say anything about yourself. But I have an Alfie here all the time. You've had him, but I have him Forshee here. And talking about that stability, does that help not only day to day, but as you look to the future?
Yeah, I mean, I can say this because I've been on the other side of it. The head coach has less to do with what happens day to day around here than an assistant coach. So having Alfie and Forge, Soltis, Fonz, is so important, and having that stability is so important. I've seen it go the other way, where you win and, you know, assistant coaches go in, and it becomes hard because it takes a long time to develop continuity, consistency, and a culture within your program. And it starts with the head coach, but it's carried out by all the other people way more than it is by me. And so we're really fortunate with that. And that's the best recruiting we can do, is having people, good people around here that our players want to be around. It's different than 20, 30 years ago, where you could just go on the road and find guys in the middle of nowhere. And yeah. I did that when I started at Union College 15 years ago or 60, whatever, however long ago. Those days are over. Everyone knows everything now. The most important thing is, can you make your guys better? And, you know, I probably have less to do with that than those guys, and I can speak to that from experience, and so we're fortunate right now.
Well, Coach, it was a great season. I'm like you, until I've won it all, I'm not happy, but I'm not totally happy. But on behalf of downtown and on behalf of all the fans, I'm looking forward to resuming this again next fall and look into the future with high hopes.
Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it, Bruce.
My pleasure.
That's Bruce talking with Maine men's hockey coach Ben Barr. And so great to have that level of access with Coach Barr all season long.
Yes, he has been so so kind and so gracious and so grateful for what we do, as has Coach Engstrom. You know, they say to me all the time, it's great you guys do this. Well, we do it because we know there are people out there that want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Go to the source.
Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.